Okay, we have like 3 minutes left. Can you think of anything that you'd really like to cover that we're missing?
Oh my gosh.
There's so much.
That's so much, you know, I'm stymied here. Cooking, well, we talked about cooking means never saying you're sorry.
But here's the one I want.
Okay.
Live with abandoned.
I was just going to say, I think that's part and part. The first rule is live with abandon, and I think all of the rules are kind of subsets of that rule.
And then we'll do live with abandon, and then cooking means never saying you're sorry.
Right. So live with abandon. You know, Julia, I mean, the thing is, it's fascinating.
Well, hold on.
Yes?
Okay, we're going to go in. I'm going to hit the start button here.
Okay.
Okay, 3, 2, 1. Well, there are a few rules. Julia Child left, and Karen Carbo has put them together in Lessons on Savoring Life. So let's start with a few of these. And to me, the major one, the one that really struck me and captured me was live with abandon.
Right. And, you know, as we were talking during the break, Michael, is that it feels like there's 10 rules that I've constructed, and it feels like they are all sort of sub-rules of that main rule, which is living with abandon. You know, once Julia fell in love with French cooking and decided that this was her life's passion, there was no stopping her. She was all in. She was all in. And this idea that you're, you know, once you find something that you love, you're just going to throw yourself at it. You know, this is what she was all about, and she was all about it until the day she died, quite literally. Living with abandon, don't hold back. I mean, I know I feel like I'm sort of veering into the Sheryl Sandberg lean in, but it's true. It's like once she found that. And by the way, she had a little trust fund from her mom, and they spent it all on going out to eat, buying food, and buying and stocking her battery de cuisine.
Yes.
So she, you know, and she did. She lived with abandon.
She went all in. And with respect to that, her and Paul went all in on their television show as well. They were the producers and everything, right?
Well, and they were also all in their marriage as well. And I talk a little bit about, they had one of the great marriages of the 20th century and a very modern marriage in a way too, that, you know, she helped him and served him during his, when he was in the Foreign Service. And once her star began to rise, he retired and he became, you know, the head cheerleader and the head wrangler and the head of Team Julia.
And the head dishwasher, too.
And the head, man, did he wash a lot of dishes. He did, he washed a lot of dishes.
and one of the great marriages of the 20th century. Another lesson, cooking means never saying you're sorry.
Exactly. You know, we all have to eat, and we have to eat every day. So you have a lot of opportunity to perfect whatever it is you're trying to perfect in the kitchen. And if one meal goes awry, I mean, one of Julia's famous bad meals she actually served to James Beard, of all people. And, you know, it was terrible. She didn't apologize. No one said anything, and they became great friends. One of the reasons why she says that is not only so, you know, she doesn't want anybody to feel bad about their own cooking, but also she says, you don't want to put your guest in the position of saying, this is really good. Oh, no, it's terrible. Oh, no, it's okay. You don't want to put them in that awkward position of having to lie to you.
Right.
So basically, you put it out there, you eat it, and then you live to burn it another day.
That from Julia Child Rules, Lessons on Savoring Life with Karen Carbo. Karen, thank you so much for joining us today. What fun that was.
Thank you,
I wish
Michael.
We had another 3 hours to talk about
right?
Julia
and
Child
nice,
with you.
A nice California mountain red. We
yeah, a nice, there you go. Thank you all for tuning in. Remember, cheap food isn't.
That was fun.
You've been listening to the award-winning Food Chain Show with Michael Olson. If your friends missed the show today, tell them to log on to the radio page at www.metrofarm.com for a listen. Now go out and find some food with a farmer's face on it and live.